fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
And this week, we're talking about GP urgent care clinics. The clinics will utilise GPs' existing skills to try and assist and ease the pressure from our busy hospital emergency departments. The GP Urgent Care Clinic Network was recently launched in Perth, and to talk us through it is Kingsley Burton from Department of Health and Fiona Clark from WA Primary Health Alliance. Welcome to you both to Fitter Happier.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So you launched 10th of September, not that long ago. How's it been going so far?
Pretty good. I think people are starting to get to know that the clinics are there and starting to use them, thanks to the great advertising campaign that's going on. But for the listeners, this is it's an 18-month pilot program run by Department of Health in partnership with WA Primary Health Alliance. And it's really about trying to ease the strain on hospital emergency departments by getting people to get care in the community at an urgent care GP clinic. And really is a great way to match that demand with unfilled appointments, because we found out in the research that actually the number of empty appointments at a GP on any given day is really similar to the number of people who go to emergency departments with conditions that could easily be treated by a GP.
Well, I did see a figure, Fiona, and it was something like 190,000 people a year are presenting to emergency departments when perhaps they don't have a life-threatening illness or something that can be looked after by their GP.
Oh, slightly higher.
So, more than 190.
Yeah. So the initiative looks to fill the gap. So at the moment we have around about 238,000 people who present to emergency departments on any given year for urgent but non-life-threatening care that could be seen by a GP. Of those, we know that in the GP arena, in the GP space, there's about 190,000 unused appointments in the GP network. So a great match between the amount of people who perhaps could not come to an emergency department because it's not life-threatening, but could be seen by a GP in the network.
Yeah, wow, that's huge numbers.
Huge numbers, yeah.
And Kingsley, I wanted to ask why is the GP Urgent Care Clinic initiative being rolled out? I mean, it's got to be, those numbers are huge, but there's got to be more to it.
Yeah, I mean, the initiative's all about trying to match those people who have urgent, non-life-threatening conditions with GPs who can see them quickly, in a timely fashion, better, probably quicker and easier and more local than what they could to go to an emergency department. So the initiative's really around about matching the necessary level of care that's required in the community with the GPs that are out there available to be seen.
Because it's not fun rocking up I've only ever had to rock up once to an emergency department, but it's not, you know, it's a bit of a scary place, really.
Yeah, and I think our message is that if you need an emergency department, then you go to an emergency department.
Yeah, for certain. We're not trying to put people off
attending
at whatsoever.
No.
But Fiona, let's talk about some of the conditions that perhaps some people might think they need to go to emergency for, but they can be treated at the urgent care clinics.
Yeah, sure. So we're really looking at a wide variety of things, but it could be skin infections, it could be cuts that may or may not need a few stitches, minor burns, fevers, sporting injuries, even some minor fractures can actually be dealt with in the clinics, and things like abdominal pain. So I think it's fair to say that people are usually generally pretty good at assessing if something they have is life-threatening and they really need to get themselves to an emergency department, as Kingsley just said. But it's that situation where you've got something, you think it just can't wait, but it's not serious enough to go to emergency, and that's where you can use the option of the GP Urgent Care Network.
And I guess perhaps that could be, you know, I think myself often, like if it's on a weekend and something comes up and your normal GP isn't open on a weekend, then I guess some people are like, well, what do I do?
Yeah, exactly.
What do I do now?
And if it's urgent, and that is it can't wait till during the week, then this is a perfect opportunity for people to hop online and search for GP urgent care and be able to find network practices that are able to see them.
Yeah, well, Kingsley, I think we should... we should talk about the fact that that coming to these urgent care clinics or practices, people need to know that they're still going to be welcomed with exactly the same urgency and things that they might have at a emergency department.
Mm. Yeah, I might answer that one. So I think it's really important for people to know that the care they will get from a GP urgent care clinic is high quality care. They'll get exactly the same care that they would in an emergency department for these types of conditions. The great thing about all the practices is they've got accreditation with the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. They've got good relationships with their local emergency departments, and they've got access to pathology, so for blood tests and other tests, and also radiology. And they all have treatment rooms where they can do things like stitches, plastering and other minor procedures. So it's a really good setup, and the care people will receive will be of a really high quality.
On Fit or Happy right now, we're talking GP urgent care. We've got Kingsley and Fiona here to talk us through it. Now, I want to know, and I think a lot of people will want to know about where these clinics are going to be located. And I know when I lived up in Broome, on the weekends, you didn't have much choice but to go to the hospital because many GPs weren't open. So
yeah.
Are they going to be rolled out regionally as well?
Yep, sure. So probably I'll answer that in two parts. The first part is in the metro area in Bunbury, we have around about 130 practices that are involved in the GP network. So that's a lot of practices. It covers around about 70 postcodes. So a great geographical spread across the entire metro area and Bunbury area. The regional program is just underway right at the moment, and we're looking to develop up region-specific initiatives. So the model that we've got for the metro and Bunbury area we don't think would work as well for regional areas, and we're looking to develop up very custom-made solutions for the regional areas, but that's underway right at the moment.
So, okay, so that's amazing. So what is the best way for someone to try and find out where a clinic would be located?
Ah, easy done. Two things. If they've got a computer or an iPhone or some sort of electronic device, if they just search on a web browser for GP urgent care, they will find it. Or if they type in gpurgentcare.com.au, they'll find it. Or if they can't do any of those, but remember the old Health Direct line, which is 1-800-022-222, then we've got people there that will be able to put them through to the urgent care network. So online or the Health Direct contact line.
Amazing. Now, there is something else I wanted to talk about, and that is the expense around going to a GP. Some GPs are bulk billed, some are private practices, so it can get quite pricey to sometimes go to the GP. What will it be as expensive to go to the GP urgent clinic as it is to go to a private GP?
Great question. In developing up the solution, what we did a lot of consumer research, and what we found was that people made decisions about where they wanted to go based on time, distance and cost in that order. So they wanted to be seen quickly, they wanted to be seen close to where they were, and they wanted to have a choice about what it was going to cost. In terms of costing, about 95% of the practices are either bulk billing or mixed billing. So under 16, over 65 and healthcare card holders will be bulk billed, with only 5% of them being fully fee paying. So a great amount of choice for people to choose between whether or not they want to go to a bulk billing practice or whether or not they might want to go to another practice because of time or distance issues.
And how would someone find out if they were going to one of these clinics? Because price may be a very important... Yeah, so what should people be asking about for that?
Great. So when they go onto the website, they can actually search for urgent care clinics and bulk billing urgent care clinics. So if they wanted a bulk billing clinic only, then there's a search field that they can tap, just tap bulk billing only, and that will list all the bulk billing clinics that are available for them in their area.
That's awesome. So, Fiona, what hours are GP clinics available?
So there's a spread of availability across the network. As Kingsley said, there's around about 130 practices across Perth Metro, with also some in Bunbury. And it's between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m, 7 days a week. That's interesting because that was what the research showed, was that the time the majority of these people were presenting to hospital emergency departments with these types of conditions. So hence the spread between 8 a.m. And 8 p.m. So not every clinic is open for those hours, but across the network that will be the opening hours. And again, when you go to the website to search for your appointment, you can actually see what the opening hours are, so to pick something that matches your needs as closely as possible.
So I think it's really important now to spread the message and get this message out that there is this other option there for people to go and use. So Kingsley, could you give us the information again that people may need?
Yes, so the first thing that we'd want people to know is that there are currently too many people that go to emergency departments for non-life-threatening conditions, and really what we'd like them to do is to go to a GP urgent care centre which would be closer to home for them. We want to keep our emergency departments there for emergency purposes only, and again, if people have got an emergency, so a life-threatening condition, we obviously want them to go to emergency departments. But I think the difference for this initiative is that for those conditions which are urgent but non-life-threatening, they can go to the GP urgent care network and find a practice that can see them straight away.
That's Fiona and Kingsley. Thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier today. And just a reminder to everyone, you can go to 1-800-022-222 or you can head to
GP Urgent Care. GPUrgentcare.com.au.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.